Cheers, Ashley. Good to be chatting. Looking forward to the weekend now.
Yeah. Does it feel like championship? We had weather earlier in the week, came in and it was like the middle of November. Does it feel like a championship week, does it?
It's hard to get, because normally the grounds are starting to harden up, you know, and when we look at the season, we're looking at it from our old lens, that this is the time now to kind of get up, move up through the gears, put in the hard graft. We normally have that break from league to championship where you just work really hard, and any wee weaknesses or where you're falling short of, you improve it and you get on top of it during the season, and you move into championship mode. But now with the new season, it's just straight on top of you, and it's hard to get used to that. But in my opinion, we just got to go with it now, because this is the nature of the split season. We knew this was coming, and we'll get used to it. It's just hard. It's hard to get the head around, and it doesn't feel like that champ. Like, I was going around with a snood there in bloody the middle of April. So it doesn't feel, the weather doesn't feel, the timing doesn't feel, but we'll adapt it.
We've no choice. We have to adapt. And listen, the games are coming thick and fast. And we heard from Pádraig Mógán earlier this week about there wasn't much time to celebrate their league success because the championship is so close. Do you feel that it is entertaining, that it is gripping, that these games are coming so quickly, Eamon?
I think, you know, the definitely the Division 1, at times Division 2 final, showed you that Gaelic football is in a good spot when it's played in the right spirit, if you get me now. And I think people can get lost. There's a lot of negativity out there. And, you know, that seems to be the way of the modern media, that, you know, negativity sells and, you know, grabs your attention. But there's a lot to like about where the game is at the minute. And we just need to give it a chance. Like the Division 1 league final between with Dublin and Derry was just gripping, a game as you'll get. And, you know, at stages during the Armagh Donegal game, it was as equally as gripping. So we're in a good spot as a spectacle, and I think, as I say, we're all adapting to the new season. We're all adapting to the condensed, you know, it's right on top of us, and I'd be positive about the way Gaelic is now.
Yeah, listen, we don't want to see a change quickly again and maybe revert back to the old system, but I've seen GA President Gareth Burns has left the door open for the All-Ireland Finals to return at some stage in September. Now, that would mean that there would be another shift required by the clubs to adapt their championships to similar formats to one another and condense that. But listen, if that's going to happen, and if it was to happen soon, is it too early for yet another change? Because we really haven't seen out the course of what's happening at the minute, Eamon.
I think it'd be too early. You know, the split season, for me, more or less, and we have to get the split season. The split season isn't right with the balance of it on the club side of things either. You know, I think that break from the end of the league, specifically I'm talking about Donegal here, I think the break from the end of the league until championship is too long. I think the split season in Donegal, you would rather, if I'm a neutral, you know, and I'm going out around the games, I'd rather see a few league games with our county players playing rather than, you know, just the team trying to get the 15, 18 players. You know, if you want to go down and see Kilcare or Unions play, you want everybody there. You want to see Niamh Connell and Gidor with all their county players. So that's where we need to kind of get the balance right too. Maybe Tyrone probably have the right mix where they have a few games without their county players and the last few games with their county players in the league. So we get the balance right. But in terms of changing it, you know, we have to remember why we changed it. The split season came in because club players just felt so disrespected, and they were, like, I seen it firsthand in terms of, I was looked after, I was playing, training with the county now, but I seen club players nearly lose interest in the way their fixtures were switched about, and, you know, you couldn't plan anything throughout the season. And, you know, if you looked at the the Donegal, the soccer league, and the, it's junior, but they still have a solid fixture campaign. You knew you could plan things around it. With the GA before the split season, you couldn't plan anything. You couldn't plan weekends away, or there's no structure, no solidness to it. So we can't go back to that. And I think Jarlett's, there's a wee bit, I like Jarlett and I like what he's about, but there's a wee bit of playing to the band too, in terms of we'll put it back to, put the All-Irelands back to September. If he can come up with a solution to how, not to disrespect the club players, because we have to remember in the inter-county panels, they're just a small percentage of the GA. So we have to look after the largest percentage. And I don't know how Jarlett goes about that.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait to see if there is going to be any movement in that from the GAA president. But our immediate focus now is, of course, the game on Saturday evening, Eamon, Donegal against Derry. We've all been waiting on this one since the draw was made. But I think it's fair to say Derry are now ranked as one of the best in the country, and this is going to be the ultimate test so far for Jim McGuinness's Donegal.
It's a massive test. It's a massive test. And I had my reservations about Derry before the season started now, but they've definitely sold me as All-Ireland contenders right throughout the league. And I think, you know, if you look at it logically, Derry are way out there in terms of favourites, and where Donegal came from last year, and Jim's he has progressed them, but like to catch up with Derry at the minute, it's a big ask to go at them now. But Derry are up there, you know. I still have Dublin as the number one, but Derry and Kerry occupy that number two spot, and you know Donegal probably are down a few rungs now. So, but if there's any man that can catch them out, you know, that plan, in terms of what Jim and Colm and Neil are planning, then you know that's that group that will do it and get the best out of the Donegal panel.
Yeah, I've heard you say it on numerous occasions. It's like North Korea in the Donegal camp. There's no information leaking out at all. We have to wait to see how we're fixed on the injury front. And will Patrick McBerty, Ryan McHugh, Brendan McCall, and Owen Van Gallagher, four key players, feature this weekend? And obviously, Jim's going to have a plan of some sort for this game, but we're not going to know until come throwing time on Saturday evening how Donegal are lining out and what way they're going to take to the pitch for this game.
Ah, yeah, it's so exciting just to see, because as soon as that draw was made, and probably even before, you know, because he knew Derry are the, much like Tyrone in our time, were the benchmark in Ulster, that he was thinking of ways to take Derry down. And well, we won't know. Oh, I text Neil and I asked him for tickets, and I didn't ask him about injuries or anything, because I knew it's just, I wouldn't get an answer back. Like, so it's exciting to be going into it. I see they're looking at a sold out Celtic Park, and it's great to be looking forward to the provincials have lost a bit of their kind of, the bit of their gloss, but even the fact that Mickey Hart, McGuinness are on the sideline, you know, All Ireland contenders, at home, and we're looking to put a dent in that. So it's really, really exciting.
It's fascinating the way that's been talked up. Obviously, it's Derry against Donegal, but as the days go on and the time get closer, it's Mickey Hart v Jim McGuinness. So it is. Mickey Hart's never beaten the Jim McGuinness side in Ulster Championship football.
And hopefully that continues now after the weekend there. But yeah, they're two big characters. They're two, probably, you know, one of the bigger personalities around. You obviously have McGinney there, Hart, Jim McGuinness. Like that's three, and just the top of my head, three of the biggest personalities in terms of access and the way they're not afraid to give their opinion, and what they've done in the game. So Mickey Hart, he's a proud man. By all accounts, he wasn't happy at the way he left Tyrone. So there's that bit of him. And then, you know, if you think that's not bothering him, the fact that he hasn't beat a Jim McGuinness side in an Ulster competition, then, you know, Mickey will definitely be going all out to rectify. Not just rectify, like firmly put Donegal back in their spot, as he'll say, because, you know, we're hopefully going on the upward progression here now. And this is what it's all about. And anybody just raise their head, you just put them back in their place. If you're a top team, and say, just stay down there where you belong. And that's what Mickey Hart and Derry will be about this Saturday.
Yeah. We've seen last year when Donegal played Derry and Ballybuffet. Listen, we conceded 3 goals. We could have conceded a lot more. There was lots of space there for the runners of Derry to come and attack the Donegal defence and get through it. How's Jim McGuinness going to go about stopping that sort of angle of play that Derry have and they can be lethal at, Eamon?
Yeah, that's it. Obviously, Jim will have a fair bit of an analysis done, and you know he'll know the ins and outs in terms of danger men, who's coming from deep, who's the inside men need marked, and that'll all be looked at, and certain players will be tagged now. It'll be interesting to see, does Donegal go really, really aggressive with the, not the kick out press, but the actual press from play? Do they press up, or do they just kind of maybe? You know, this buzzword that's doing the rounds in J's is the low block, high block, mid block. Which way does Jim, we've kind of stolen them terms from soccer. Which way does Jim go with that? And the kick out, you know, I think if you looked at the league final, and I was actually in Celtic Park for Derry and Tyrone game, that Oran Lynch is a good keeper. If you go back to the kick out press, Oran Lynch is a good keeper. If, you know, but I've seen him struggle. I've seen him struggle when the press is right, and I think there's joy to be had with Donegal with that, and that's something that they'll look at, that they'll go really, really strong on him and really go try to make, because we have big men out there, and they'll want to go long, and they'll want to, I think Conor Glass is the go-to kick, just the get-out kick, and if we've got to nullify that.
Yeah, obviously Donegal have their injury problems. If Brendan McCall is fit, I think everyone is in agreement that he's going to take to the tail of Shea McGuigan. And if he is fit, do you think that having missed so many games that he may be lacking in match sharpness, but he can still do a job against McGuigan on Saturday?
He will, but Brendan McCall is a brilliant. He's an elite athlete, as elite as he'll get in the GAA, and he looks after himself, so. He's going to drop down, but in terms of where he's at, like Brendan McCall is as good a defender as what's about now. And I think his presence, if he's on the field, is really key to what, if Donegal have a chance here now. Paddy's obviously a big one, but for me, McCall and being that kind of stopper, he'll probably pick up McGuigan, and that's a big job now. But even his presence in there, because they'll have a go at the full back line in Donegal, and we need McCall and around there, and I think he will have dropped off, but he's still, even at that, if he's dropped off a few percent, he's still a brilliant defender, and he's developed him to one of the a brilliant replacement for a selector there, Neil McGee.
Yeah, and listen, we're all hoping that Oisin Gallon can become the effective replacement for the likes of Michael Murphy. I feel this game has been set up that if Oisin Gallon can hit form, it could be his day, and probably this is the game where we will see really what Oisin Gallon is about, possibly.
I think so, and you have to remember we've talked about Mickey Hart and Pride, you know, Christy McCaig. Should Paddy not start, you know, Chrissy will go over to Oisin Gallon, and Gallon gave Chrissy a fairly good runabout. And he's a proud man. He'll want to rectify that. I think if you'd listen to Chrissy throughout the years, when Paddy got that last minute kick in Ballybuffet against him, you know, Chrissy had held him up and for most of the game, Paddy came around the loop, put it over the bar. He was sore about that for a few months. So he'll be thinking away about Oisin Gallon, and you know, he won't want to get that run around again, and that's the great thing about for the challenge it presents for Gallon, because he's put himself on the radar, like with his club form and the way he's moving at times during the season, that he can be the go-to man, and you know that's the top players will get that attention, and the really top players will respond in a positive way and deliver even though they're getting it. So It's another fascinating clash to see how they go at each other here.
Yep. Who's this a bigger game for, Eamon? Donegal or Derry?
Good question, Oisin. In terms of, you know, Jim has talked a lot about in the build-up about this, in terms he's not getting the breaks in between games aren't enough to get that preparation done. So, you know, worst case scenario, he loses to Derry. Donegal loses to Derry. He gets a block of training that he's wanted, and he's able to work on things, and, you know, able to do a bit of hard work, tactical work, and, you know, go at the All Ireland series. Then, if Derry are beaten, does that put question marks over their kind of aspirations for an All Ireland title if they can't beat the Donegal team coming out of Division Two? Does that break do them the world of good, or doesn't it? So it's questions we don't know the answers. We don't know the answers to it now, but I think, you know, it's not the end of the world for Donegal should they lose. But for Derry, this is my own opinion, for Derry need to be going out and, you know, putting Donegal to the sword.
Yeah. If Derry are going to have a run on the Ulster Championship, could that be detrimental to them come the All-Ireland Series, because they would have played extremely tough fixtures because they're on the hard side of the draw? Because if they do come through against Donegal, they've got Tyrone, then possibly Tyrone after that. They have to, of course, get past Cavan on Sunday. But then you'll have an Ulster final before you go to the All-Ireland Series. Whereas you look at Dublin, the way they walk through the match against Meath, Kerry are probably going to have a walk in Munster. Could the Ulster, with this condensed season, could it be detrimental maybe to the team coming through Ulster come the All-Ireland Series?
That's the great debate. You know, it's funny because you'll ask different people that and they'll come up with different answers. Some throw at you that they're battle-hardened. They come through the provincials and they've played tough games. Other people will say they've really energy sapping and they've given themselves so much to the Ulster Championship that it's hard to get up for it. In my own opinion, I think it's taken away from you that you're trying to, you know, get up and get to the levels all the time against top quality teams, and, you know, that the likes of a Dublin or a Kerry can afford just to peak, you know, go at the season a wee bit differently. But, you know, if Derry or Armagh, Donegal, they're trying to go all out here, and I think it's not really fair, and that's the thing for the provincial championships. They should be, if we're going at the split season, we're talking about structures, they should be disconnected from the All Ireland, from the chase for Sam Maguire or the Talton Cup.
Yeah. Okay, then just finally then, Derry, as we know, are going to be favourites for this, and rightly so given their position in the league and how they've been playing this year. But this is a game that just don't write off Donegal, and do you feel him?
Oh, definitely. I think with the players that Donegal have, we know we've mentioned Gallen, Bren McColl, Ryan McHugh, Paddy McBrearty, Michael Langan. With that type of quality, you can't write them off, and especially with Jim in charge there and the drive that he's given them and the focus and the plan that he'll have delivered over the last few weeks, you can't write them off. And, you know, you have to say that Derry are favourites, deservedly so. But I still think they have a chance. And if I was to pick a team, like, I'm still waiting for the tickets off Neil, so I'll have to go with Donegal and maybe not go against them.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Eamon, as always, we appreciate you taking time out to talk to us here on Highland. Enjoy the football at the weekend. Enjoy the match. And
cheers.
We'll see how things go, and talk to you soon.
Good man.